When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Jackson Evans is a well-known Chicago actor currently appearing in Little Shop of Horrors at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire through March 15. Jackson, welcome to WGN.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you are a three-time nominated Jefferson Award winner. And for those who don't know, that is like the Chicago Tony Awards for theater. Do you feel kind of like Susan Lucci because you've not yet won, but maybe now you'll be nominated for this one?
I mean, it's like as cliche as it sounds, it is an honor to be nominated because I was in the theater community for a good, I'm going to age myself, but over 10 years before I even got a nomination. So I'm getting very good at losing. I've framed my acceptance speeches just for myself. No one else has heard them. And man, were they political. But
really?
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? I'm not that brave.
So give me. Okay. So let's do this now.
Okay, great.
Jackson Evans, you are the winner of this year's Jefferson Award for Best Actor in a Theater Production. Give me your 30 seconds before the music plays you off.
I mean, the main people I have to thank is everyone at WGN. We've got everyone at WGN, and I've been making the rounds, and every single one of them has supported me in every step of my career. So honestly, that's all I've got. That's all the time I've got. They're playing the light, and I just am going to say thanks to WGN.
I like that.
And my parents. Hey, Mom and Dad. That's good enough.
I like that acceptance speech a lot, and you didn't mention Paul Lisnick, so thank you for that. Now,
well, I didn't want to show favorites.
No, you should not, and he's no one's favorite, as we know. Now, let me ask you a question about Christmas.
Christmas is canceled? Yes.
Yeah. Was that fun doing that movie?
That, I mean, as someone who, you know, I'm mainly a stage actor, so this was definitely my first movie, and it was my first movie set, and I was very prepared to just show up and do my, I think scripted, I only had one line, and I had some of the most fun I've ever had with a bunch of actors who were very open to improv, so much so that I think I'm in two small scenes that my character was not written in because they just kept talking to me. So I just kept answering, and it was a blast. I think it can still be seen streaming. So, you know, I'm here to sell tickets to Little Shop, but I guess no matter how the check clears, go see Christmas is Canceled on your streaming devices as well.
Yeah. And understand now, I love hearing this behind the scenes sort of thing, because now I understand that some of what you did, or much of what you did apparently, was just made up on the spot there. And the director went with it, huh?
Oh, yeah. So the director was amazing. And she said, do one or two takes on the script, and then do one or two takes where you just say whatever you want to say. That makes sense within the plot of the movie. And, you know, Dermot Mulroney of many other movies, and also I think he's now a regular in Chicago Fire, was very game and came up to me later on and said, what other jokes should I say? And I was like, oh man, I feel like Meryl Streep for 24 hours. And that was it.
So Little Shop of Horrors, that's where you are right now. It's at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire through March 15. And you play Seymour. Tell me, though, about Audrey III. I've seen the show many times, different incarnations of the show, and I've always wondered this. Where do you think the plant, who ends up being rather carnivorous, and I don't want to give away, if for people who haven't seen the show, it's a lot of fun, the music is great, but the show has a unique appetite. Is this plant, the show doesn't, the plant does. Is this plant from outer space? I mean, what do you think?
I believe if you come and see our play, we definitely don't really touch on where Audrey 2 comes from. But if you do your deep dive, your Reddit threads, your YouTube videos, I believe there are many versions of Little Shop of Horrors. And I think in the movie version, there is a song called The Mean Green Monster from Outer Space, Mean Green Thing from Outer Space.
Yeah, something like that.
So yes, it definitely is supposed to be from outer space. But we at the Marriott were more concerned with how do we do this carnivorous plant in the round? Because you can rent, if you do Little Shop of Horrors at any theater, you can rent puppets that are the plants, but most of them aren't made for theater in the round like the Marriott is, which means the plant looks great from every angle and can function and can make its way on and off stage. And so the Marriott hired Jesse Mooney Bullock, who designed these puppets specifically for our production. And I think they're gorgeous. And they also are so unique and look nothing like the other puppets if you have seen versions of Little Shop of Horrors before. Because, yeah, Audrey 2's got to come up and down the aisles. Audrey, if you're sitting close enough to the stage, Audrey 2 might get very close to you. You will be very safe. But, yes, it is an amazing show of puppetry within our play.
Yeah, I was rooting for the plant, Audrey 2, to eat Paul Lisnick, but that did not, unfortunately, occur.
He was close enough to the stage. We could have got him.
Yeah, next time. I wish you luck in that. And you'd be doing a great service to Chicago, or Audrey too would anyway. So, yes.
Know, you brought him up a fair amount. I think she does protest too much. I feel like this might be somewhat of a crush, or something else is going on here, in my opinion.
I don't think so. For sure. So I want to talk about this. You said you can rent an Audrey 2 plant. Where do you go to rent a prop plant that eats people?
That is unfortunately above my pay grade. I assume you could start at a Google search, but I do know a lot of the other productions that have happened here in Chicago. There was an amazing production at the Mercury Theater, and there was a beautiful production that was very large out at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Those are the two I can think of most recently, and also a couple of years ago at American Blues. And I think those companies probably used one of the packages where you can rent the puppets. I assume it is not cheap, but those puppets are made specifically for the show. So they work very well for plants who might have to, sing and dance and come and see the play and see if maybe even these large plants might even eat people.
And
Spoiler alert.
You could probably order one on Amazon. I don't know.
You probably could. Although, I mean, I don't know if I trust Jeff Bezos and his company to see here's the politics to really give you a high quality product. If you're looking for high quality, I recommend Jesse Mooney Bullock and our production.
Indeed. Which is through March 15th at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. Jackson Evans, Little Shop of Horrors. Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Thanks so much. It was great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.